So Kurt, you're the Sharpnados?
Yeah.
Correct.
Are you getting crushed by that dickhead?
I know.
Oh yeah, I have some stuff to talk about him on this today, so. All right. Well, this is week one recap for the Good Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Double Hugh, GM of Taves and Confused. Co-host Kurt Thomas here.
What's happening?
GM Loomis. Of Sharpnados.
Getting pooped on.
Yeah, the two guys that run this.
The world-renowned Sharpnados.
Getting shit on. So clearly you don't know much. Oh, that's our guest for the
It is fitting that you would be getting shit on, Ethan, after the amount of shitting you've done over the course of your lifetime.
Yes, very
that,
true.
That is a
very astute observation.
Himself, a GM of Bateman's
get a dose,
video.
Get
tape.
A dose of your own medicine, you dick.
This is going to be good. I can already tell. All right, so.
Yes, I own Bateman's videotapes.
Yes, GM.
Let's get to the meat and the potatoes.
Well, all right, week one. What do we want to talk about? Clearly, I don't have much to say.
Who are you guys? First overall picks? Because mine hasn't done dick.
Oh, mine hasn't. Mine was Taves.
Mine's okay. Phil Kessel is he scored a point in all three games, put on a lot of shots, but you know he doesn't get me any of the other stats. He'll get me points and shots, but
yeah,
he's been okay.
Eric Staal, first overall, and he hasn't done anything. He's a minus two, or no, sorry, he's a minus three. Four sogs and two hits.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, Tate's got me an assist, so he's plus one, an assist and a point, three sogs, and that's it. So.
Yeah, I don't even know like who else I could have really gotten. I can't remember at this point, but I remember I was considering Giroux, and I'm really happy I didn't pick him.
Yeah, I mean, but at this point, I feel like a lot of the besides Ovi and maybe Crosby and some of those guys, a lot of the people you're seeing scoring and having these multi-game points are like almost average, borderline, above-average players that are just hot right now and at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
that always
true.
Happens.
Thomas Vanek last year.
Yeah, like it's almost like the chippy grind'em guys are just because they're just getting back into the swing of things.
Craig Adams. Craig fucking Adams on an 82-goal game or goal.
Pace.
Yeah.
Shit, I should pick him up. Damn.
Wait, does he have two?
Yeah.
He has two.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, Suter McGavin actually texted me at saying he was going to pick up Craig Adams, and I advised him not to.
No,
but,
oh my God. No.
But
don't actually
and
do that.
That was after he picked up Chuck Kobisu, so.
Yeah, that was a solid pickup, probably.
But was it? We can question that. It looks good right now, and if Kobisu keeps going at that pace.
Yeah, I considered it.
But, like, Setoguchi, the guy he dropped for him?
Yeah. I don't know if I would have dropped Setoguchi for him.
No, I mean, Kobisu might hit and stuff, but, I mean, I can't criticize. His team would be crushing mine right now, so.
I'm okay with it because, and he's on the same line as Sutter.
Yeah.
It all depends if they can get chemistry. And
also, he told me he wanted a pen on his team, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was
nice.
Maybe one of the best available.
Hey,
definitely.
I have to do a shout out.
Niskanen is Niskanen taken? I think Niskanen taken.
Yeah, he's taken.
Hey, I have to.
Ethan, what the hell are you interrupting with?
I have to do a shout out to Edward Hoffman, GM of Ted Nugent Hopkins, for just paying me finally his dues. So.
Nice.
He had some life issues. All right. Finger, so
yeah,
cut him some slack, you dick.
Hey, I never locked his team. I just wanted to thank him since he literally this second paid me. So thanks.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a phenom.
Speaking of Nugent Hopkins, he's making his return this evening. I did not know he was injured when I drafted him, but
I mean, he's not missing too much time.
No, he only missed, probably two games. They're 0-2, so he missed two games. And he's going back on the line with Eberle and Hall. I wasn't sure if they were going to split it up at all, but should produce some. I think Swazzle has Eberle because he was asking me that on Saturday night.
All right, so what do you guys think of Ovi's crazy start? He's fucking me hard right now. Literally. Like, literally.
Oh, he's literally having sex with you?
Oh, yeah. It's not enjoyable.
I didn't even know he was gay. It's weird. Yeah, I thought he had a fiance, Dubs.
I think he goes both ways.
He's a two-way player. yeah, he'll probably be good all year because he's just picking up where he left off last year.
Yeah,
that's
going to slow down. I think that was a really solid pick by Juddy.
I agree. I
would have picked him as well just based off the end of last year. I don't know what happened, but now he's got Grabowski too.
The new coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, that is it. I didn't think of that.
More offensive-minded.
Once they got used to each other, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Well, no, and this is the first time he's started a season like on a tear since when? It's been... Three years. Yeah.
Yeah, he was bad. Like because the first year you guys did this, you had him, right, Dubs? And he was slow.
Yeah, and I traded him halfway through. He never, he was good towards the end, but it wasn't like he went off like he did last year.
Right. But, yeah, dude, he's going to score 50 for sure.
Yeah.
60.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, he's a beast right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that tramp stamp he's got.
Does he have one?
I think he does.
What the hell was he thinking?
How about the Flower?
Go on.
How about Fleury?
Third star of the week?
Yeah.
I mean, regular season's never been a problem for Fleury.
No, yeah. But some people
plus
argue.
He's got the Scud missile there now, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. He looks solid.
Yeah.
He looks like things are kind of just going his way, though, as well, like as opposed to how it seems in the playoffs, like last year.
Well,
and
Buffalo's
year.
Miserable this year.
Yeah, they don't really care.
They're like an AHL team with, Vanek.
True, the Pens have not played a legit team yet.
Yeah, New Jersey, yeah. They're playing Florida this weekend. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Or who do they play next? Florida? That's this weekend.
Carolina,
that's right.
Carolina tomorrow.
That'll actually be good. I'm looking forward to that. So Skinner, I have Skinner as well. I was a little bit apprehensive about that, but he's actually doing way better than Stahl right now. But we'll see. A lot of hockey to be played, you know?
It'll all even itself out. Well, that's what I'm hoping for with my squad. Yeah.
The jury is still out.
Two guys co-running this league are doing the worst. You can revoke my...
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Yeah. And who's doing the best? Like, well, I guess a lot of people are doing well, but...
Blockhead.
Yeah, a guy with a fucking cinder block for a head. How's that even possible?
Dude, he was trying to propose trades with me today. It was the most painful thing in the world.
Wait, Dubs, I heard you were getting offended by Glenload's trade request. Was that you?
No, that was Swazzle.
Okay, I want to hear trade requests already.
What was it? It was something ridiculous.
Well, no, Glenn offered me something that wasn't, like... atrocious if I needed a goalie really badly, which...
He wanted Shea Weber for...
He wanted Weber and Phaneuf. He wanted...
Weber and Phaneuf for who?
He was giving me one of his top goalies. I forget which one. And a scrub defenseman, so...
One's the best because he will never, to his credit, he would never take a shitty trade, but he will never back down for the fact that he thinks his trades to you are fair.
Yeah.
And they are bullshit. Like, yes. It'd be a win for him all the time, and he's not willing to take a lose, but that doesn't make it a fair trade.
That's why trading is so hard. Everyone does. Everyone kind of is biased, like, oh, I'm giving you a good deal.
Right. Yeah. No. Very rarely is it a Alex Goligoski for James Neal type situation where it works out on both sides or it's fair to both people. So it's like.
That's what Nate was doing with me today. I forget what the first one he did to initiate it.
Yeah, everyone thinks that somebody's just going to accidentally hit accept to a really bad offer.
Well, that's what Glenn does, and it's kind of smart in case someone's really not that intelligent, just to spam them with terrible trade offers. They might accept one, you know?
Yeah, it's just annoying. I don't know. It would work if you had, like, a team where you would constantly be, like, out-hitting the other opponent by, like, a lot or something, and then you had, like, a lot of power forwards, and you wanted to get, like, more of just, like, a sniper or a guy with, like, more scoring touch or something. I don't know. Or a goalie. Like, yeah, that would make sense, but you'd have to just have a surplus of a certain type of player, and you both would. That'd be kind of a situation where it would make the most sense, I guess.
Nate was offering me someone, and he was like, you need hits. I was like, are you even looking at my, like, shitty matchup? Hits is the one thing I'm, like, winning considerably. I'm like, yeah, I don't need hits. I need someone to score a power play goal. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Hits. I don't need a grinder.
Does anybody have a shorthanded point yet?
Swazzle has one.
Nice.
There's a couple of guys.
I don't even know.
Glenn does, too.
That's going to be an easy category. That'll be, like, essentially, like, the shutout. Like, if you can get one, you're pretty much on your way to winning that category.
That's how it is.
Key ones are game-winning goals, shorthanded points and shutouts. Those are
like, yeah. Yo, Johnny Oduya, game-winning goal for Suarez last week.
Pete, nice. Well, Jason Garrison has his two shorthanded points. That's kind of strange.
Really? Oh, he has two.
Slappers from the point, I guess.
Or he's just outletting a forward.
Oh, true. It could be an assist.
Yeah. It's not goals anymore, so he's probably just springing forward on a breakaway or something.
Yeah, and what about the Flyers' implosion 3 games into the season?
Dude, why? Dude, Holmgren has to be gone soon.
He is a fool.
I don't think he is, though. How do you, if you don't fire the like coach and the GM at the same time, you're not.
I know, that's true.
Well, no, but
I probably just, their whole season would be if they fired them both, I think. I don't know.
True.
I think from what I read, there's a big like ex-Flyer in-house people rising to the top of the management staff, and Ron Hextall, their old goalie, is basically next in line for the GM spot, so they're probably just waiting for a good point to fire Holmgren and bring him in.
Gotcha.
But isn't that now? If you're cleaning out the coach, don't you want to... You don't want...
Well, maybe they're still priming Hextall, though, or something, I don't know. Like, maybe he's still... It might be some hold up on his end.
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, I don't think it was Laviolette's fault that, you know, they're...
No, he doesn't have the pieces.
It's a factor of everything else going on there.
It's Holmgren just blowing it, trying to be the Yankees of the NHL.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be a downfall for like the Flyers' fantasy players, like Giroux? Is he going to... Like, how is this going to affect those guys, do you think?
I think they'll be all right.
I don't think they're going to score a ton of goals this year, do you?
Yeah, no. But I think they'll be serviceable. I don't. You know, I think maybe Drew wouldn't be worth a first-round pick like he was. But
it's interesting.
And, I mean, he did suffer that golf injury, too, so who knows how long that'll keep him not his normal self.
I've debated picking up Zach Ronaldo solely for hits. He gets, like, 10 a game.
Do you really want that piece of shit on your team?
I don't. That's the thing.
What a dick.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, he just runs around like an asshole all game. And Braden Schenn, too. They're just complete dickheads.
Yeah, I got Schenn.
And now their coach is a legitimate scumbag. Like, it's just going to get worse.
Oh, my God.
Go get him, Zach! That guy is a fucking dickhead. He just looks like a dick.
Did you see the quote like he had about Crosby and Malkin back in the day being like the dirtiest players in the league or something?
Yeah, that whole thing. That was so dumb. Yeah, they're the dirtiest too.
Crosby's a dick on the ice.
He has to be, really.
I would hate playing against him.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't call him the dirtiest player in the league.
He's been having shit done to him his whole life, so it kind of, you have to build a resistance to it, and then just, you really don't have a choice. Otherwise, he wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
He would just get bullied the whole time. What was Appy's? Oh, Appy's was saying it'd be funny to see some kind of scuffle between Patrick Waugh and Craig Berube. Just two gigantic hotheads.
Well, Waugh and
Tortorella.
Tortorella already got into a heated yelling match. Where, like, Waugh was banging on the glass and Tortorella was screaming back and pointing at him.
No, that was Boudreau.
That was Boudreau, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Boudreau wasn't doing anything. He was just, like, standing there. And, it like, the glass, like, almost got knocked over on, like, three Ducks players. And they just, like, pushed it back. Yeah.
Oh, because it was Ben Lovejoy. Reverend Lovejoy, knee-on-knee hit against McKinnon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wall's gonna get so much shit. It's the first game of the season. He's already doing that shit.
Yeah, Wall is a psycho. And he passed the gene on to his son.
Yeah, do you ever see that video of his son like attacking the other goalie?
Yes, he's a fucking psycho.
Whatever.
Jágr just scored a few minutes ago.
Did he? Oh shit! Like fucking Brodeur is playing again, isn't he? I mean, I was pissed when I have Schneider. And I was pissed when I first saw he wasn't getting the start, especially because Ted has Brodeur. But then I didn't realize they were playing back-to-back. So whoever doesn't play tonight is going to play tomorrow anyway. And they're playing Vancouver tomorrow. So they want to give him a chance against his old team. Yep, Brodeur's playing tonight. Jason LaBarbera is on Edmonton. I forgot that.
Yeah, man.
Former backup.
I have Dubnyk, and Dubnyk has pooped the bed twice.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I saw a thing where he was like ranked as one of the worst fantasy players from last
year. I mean, I don't think it's on him totally. The Oilers must play some of the worst defense in the league.
He had an uh-oh in his pants, hardcore.
He definitely did. Definitely an uh-oh. as did Carey Price's first game. And oh my God, my goalies. It's going
to be a dude, honestly, I was thinking today, like, when you're picking a goalie, don't even go with, like, who a good goalie is. Sometimes. Like, I just want to go with a good team that's going to win a lot of games. Yeah. That has a good defense, so they're not going to, like, let their goalie get destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, almost, like, I don't think I would have picked Lundqvist this year for that reason.
You almost want, like, a Lundqvist who's going to get you the goalie stats of six and whatnot, and then another serviceable goalie who's...
Yeah, true. That'll get you one of each. Because Lundqvist will get you, like, he's guaranteed a few shutouts and stuff, but... He's also guaranteed to, like, or he's going to lose a lot of games because if his team just isn't that solid. I don't know. I guess the Rangers could still be solid. They just haven't looked great thus far. But that being said, I picked Corey Schneider, who's on the Devils.
Yeah, who are not very good this year.
But Jimmy Howard will get me the wins, and Schneider will get me hopefully a lot of saves and maybe steal some games for them.
I actually don't think they'll be as bad as people think they are because they have a fairly solid lineup. They just don't have anyone that stands out as like their go-to superstar scorer. Exactly.
Yeah, they just don't have a superstar.
They'll score by committee, yeah.
My goalies aren't too bad. Luongo's done all right. He had a pretty shaky end to his first start, but bounced back and got a solid win. And I need Bishop to steal that spot from...
I think he has already almost.
Yeah, but it's, like you said, all it takes is one bad start and they're going to go to the other guy again. Lindback, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I can only hope.
If I get 40 starts out of him, I'll be happy. Who cares? It doesn't even matter. I'm going to be in the basement anyway.
Yeah, you can only win 4 goalie categories and then you're going to lose the other 8, so.
Yeah. No, now it's 12.
How many? 12 total?
Yeah, because, 16 total categories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we added 2 and didn't get rid of anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 12 for some reason.
This league, we just think everything's bigger is better.
Yeah, well, I want penalty minutes.
No, man, no.
Penalty minutes.
How do you reward someone for doing something that is detrimental to the team?
Fights aren't always detrimental to the team, Ethan.
Yeah, but a hooking is.
Yeah, but it's not always that. Like, there are positive penalty minutes, too. People are on teams because of their penalty minutes.
No, they're not.
Like, it is regarded as a positive stat.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is sometimes.
No way penalty minutes is regarded
as... They always talk about it, like, with an enforcer. Yeah, it is. Like, they'll talk about how many penalty minutes they've gotten.
I don't believe in that philosophy to reward someone for penalty minutes. I'd have penalty minutes if it was a category.
It'd be fun.
The lowest is better.
What's that?
I'd do it if it was like whoever has the least amount wins that category.
Oh my God, that'd be so that is so stupid.
Say what you
Classic.
Want. Hey, you can vote on it.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, vote it in, man.
I tried to. Chuck Mead was offended by it, I think.
I was offended by it, Peter.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, you're offended way too easily then, because it's freaking fantasy hockey dubs. I don't know. I think it would be enjoyable. Like, every other league has it. Probably 90% of leagues have it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have it. I don't,
yeah, Kurt, what are your thoughts? You're letting...
Well, I just think potentially bring in different players onto teams, because at this point in our league, no one gets enforcers, so it would add that. But I think the fact that almost the enforcing environment in the NHL is already kind of dying,
we're trying
it may not make as much sense, but... I see both sides there.
Then Zach Ronaldo would really gain some value.
He would rack up
penalty minutes and
him and like Matt Martin.
Yeah.
Pete, you secretly love him, don't you, Ronaldo?
No, I do not. He's just psycho and I hate him.
It's the second time you've brought him up in this podcast.
I just remember looking at his stats last year because I needed like a guy that hit a lot, and he was like so far and above other players. For, like, the average hits. Actually, I think Luke Shen had, like, the most hits in the league last year because he was on my team, too. Ronaldo had a shit ton, and I don't think he played as many games as Shen. Definitely didn't play as many minutes as Shen. So, when he did play, he would rack them up. So, I considered getting him last year, but I can't remember why I didn't. Part of it was because character issues. So I just couldn't have him on the squad. Messing with team chemistry.
You don't want to mess up the chemistry.
I already had Luke Shen, although I'm okay with him. I really wanted the one dude I picked, Mika Zibanejad, who ended last year pretty solid.
Oh,
got sent back to the AHL.
I did see that. I don't know why, honestly.
For they're keeping, because he had a shitty preseason in camp or whatever, and they're keeping that other kid that had a hat trick in the playoffs. I forget his name. He's pretty good.
He has a
French name. I can't remember. Starts with a P. Last name starts with a P, I think. I can't remember it.
That was a little surprising, though.
I think it's, yeah. So they're keeping him. Speaking of French last names that start with a P, Matthew Perreault. Juddy dropped him on, I think, Saturday. He had a goal Saturday night, and then he had a goal yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, someone picked his, I think Matt just picked him up.
Oh, did he?
Just grabbed him. I was thinking about it, but I didn't know who I would drop at this point.
Yeah, it's so hard to, think about making moves because it's – I don't want to pull the trigger too early on someone, you know?
Yeah.
That it's like I don't hate my squad. I just hate this first week. Well, 2 weeks, rather. But
I hope the Nuge can – ooh, shit. I'm down 8-5 now. Yeah, I don't know. I feel good about my squad, but still really early. Way too early to really say anything about anybody's, for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And this is where, last year coming in, I was put behind early. Granted, it was the shortened season, so everything was, magnified. But
yeah,
if you get down, big, if you lose 10-4 or something, or
12-1.
Yeah, if you lose
12-1. For example.
Yeah. If that stays that way, you're just so screwed. You're just clawing back, and each week you don't seem to make it. You might make some ground on three guys, but then there's four others that you're right in front, right behind, that just increase their gap on you. So it just seems like you never can make up that ground.
Yeah.
Hopefully, being a full season, that won't be the case. But I remember last year, it was just so frustrating that even when I had good weeks, I didn't seem to pick up the ground I was hoping to and move up in the standings. And then I made the boneheaded trade with Danella, and I was locked.
The infamous.
Yeah.
I had a...
The infamous trade-away Voracek, yeah. And then have him score a hat trick to beat the Penguins and play against him in fantasy that week. Yeah, that was great.
Genius.
Week. Salt in the wound.
Oh, it was awesome.
I think a lot of my games last year, I would just win by, one or two. They were really close, and then I had, a couple blowouts, and that was the way I... did well. I wasn't far and above better than anybody else.
No, and if you lose out the whole year and you lose, this obviously wouldn't happen, say you would lose 8-7 the whole season, you're going to be in the playoffs with that record, I bet. If you constantly win seven categories.
You'll be close because a lot of people will just be getting stomped. Yeah. So it's you'll be above all them.
Exactly.
You're probably in the basement, but, not the basement, but the low end of the people that make the playoffs, but still.
Even if you're saying under 500. That's all you
need just to get in.
Yeah, you're under 500. You lose more, but you lose them 7-8, and then you win a couple big, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those massive weeks where you get shit on that, really put you behind the eight ball, which I'm facing right now.
Yeah, or, any of your categories even close?
Some are, yeah. I mean, if I could snag a shorthanded point or, a game-winning goal, one of those, or both those.
Yeah, you'd be okay.
I'd be manageable.
And a shutout.
Because I could theoretically take...
And another goalie win. I mean, you could easily make it
5-9
or 8-5.
Yeah, 8-5. If I could get 8-5,
because you're tied in power play assists.
Dude, I would sell my soul for 8-5 right now.
Same here, dude. I would sell my soul for 8-5. If I can pull that off, I'd be so.
I would take a second mortgage on my house for.
Oh my god, yeah. This first week means so much.
Kurt, do you know who you play next week?
Sets a tone, you know.
I do not, but I can check.
I'm looking now. I play G Runet. Right, Kurt, let me see.
I got Ida.
Oh boy,
that'll be the matchup to end all matchups.
Yeah, us both coming off these weeks. It's gonna be awesome.
You guys have a straight tie, and it'll be a wash. Nobody will get a
tie. Yeah,
dude,
we'll tie 1-1. Everything will be tied except two categories.
That would be awful. Yeah, that would be.
Oh awful. Man.
How would it be if... I don't even want to look at it. My team sucks.
I mean, I know why I'm doing so bad. My defense is just atrocious right now. All negative twos, zeros across the board. Nothing. No help whatsoever. So if they would even give me 5 points or something...
Holy shit. McDonough, nothing. Delzato, nothing.
Yeah.
Teaming in a lot of blocks, but nothing else.
Yeah, miserable. Spurgeon...
Teaming in's your best one.
Yeah, no, my defense is poor. I was hoping, McDonough and Delzato would have a resurgence with the new coach.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they only played one game so far, though.
True. Yeah, Delzato was okay last year, and he plays on the power play, too. But
Richards I don't know. We'll see. I have hope for my squad. I think this is a shitty week, so if I can get out of it, not 12-1, if I can steal a few categories.
I'd be happy with anything close to even. Like, even 8-5 I'd be okay with, or, like, I don't know. I'd prefer to be up 8-5.
But. Yeah, we're all really selling ourselves short. Well, you and I are in no position to be optimistic.
Not at all. Yeah, and then we have to... I can't believe, when I checked today and saw that I was playing you next week, I was like, well, that sucks.
Damian Bruner.
Man, he was a solid pickup for them.
He has 3 down. Yeah.
I had him last year. He was great at the beginning of the year, and then he just kind of slowed down.
I remember that, yeah. I thought he was a rookie because he came out of nowhere. I'd never heard of him.
My whole team last year did that kind of. Like, I was up pretty big. And then the last 3 weeks of the season, all those players, like Tarasenko, Bruner, Schultz, like all these players that have been doing great for me all season just stopped.
The worst point.
Where'd you end up in the standings at the end of the year? 2? Did you actually fall? And...
Yeah, I was 2 or 3, actually.
Yeah, after you were 1 the whole year, basically.
LaBarbera looking good, 60% save.
Rowan Dubnyk.
6-0-0 right now. They actually probably will. He actually, is he in? No, he's not in yet.
It's going to be a long year. If it stays like this, it's going to be a long season.
Do you notice, do you suffer emotional distress throughout the day because of your team, Ethan?
Not during the day. At night.
You seem like you do.
When I watch games at night, it kills me.
Does it keep you up at night, when you're trying to go to bed?
No, not that bad. Yeah.
Is it a worse feeling than watching Breaking Bad? Do you feel worse about life?
Do you need to get checked for stomach?
Is there more
ulcers?
Tension, more pressure? Does your blood pressure rise due to your fantasy more than Breaking Bad?
I don't know.
Ethan, are you eating?
No.
Are you associating with other people?
No.
Are you starting to give away your most precious possessions?
I'm not there yet, Peter, but everything you're describing is on the horizon.
The warning signs, so you can count on me to pull you out of the gutter, all right?
You'll help me?
If you're playing me, I might, if you really, Ethan, if it's a really big deal, we can make a trade, okay? That might benefit you a little bit more. I want what's best for you.
I would trade you Brad Richards for Shea Weber and Chris Kunitz.
Done. We're doing it.
Nice.
Propose it. I'll accept.
Woo! That's legally binding. Then now you have to do it.
I don't have to do shit.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
That's verbal agreement. That is legally binding.
Wow, Indian giver, man.
How about this? How about I give you?
I will hire a sleazebag lawyer to just sue the pants off you. Probably Edgar Schneider.
Dude, best lawyer in Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's huge. My dad. Yeah. My dad used him.
What was his...
I don't even really know. He fell through a barn and basically had to sue the guy because his medical bills were out of control. He, broke his collarbone and did something to his back and stuff. So,
Edgar
I don't know.
Schneider hooked him up?
Did Edgar Schneider win the case?
he got some money and not like a... Not like much over what he needed, but
yeah.
I don't really
nice
know.
Edgar.
Hey, yeah, I don't know if it was actually Edgar himself or just his legal team. People that studied under the tutelage of Edgar.
It wasn't Edgar.
Probably a phenomenal research team, though.
Oh my god, yeah.
It was his associates who helped. I'm sure.
Just to learn from him would be just so incredible.
Kurt, I counter your trade offer with. Doan for Phil Kessel straight up. You down?
No.
Why not? That's a fair trade, dude.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Legitimately fair trade. Come on.
Hey, Doan could turn it on. He's only, 38?
I think he has a fourth gear.
Yeah.
I just want the...
Need it.
The double hue doppelganger on the squad, man. Can we make that happen?
If you offer me a legitimate trade, maybe.
No, I can't do that. I hate trading. After last year, I vowed never to do it again. God knows I'll get desperate at some point this year and fuck up again, but for now, I'm sticking to that.
Sticking to your guns.
Sticking to your guns even if they're shooting blanks. Shooting blanks. Story of Edub's life. His reproductive life. Is that going to be the name of your memoir, Ethan?
What?
Shooting blanks. The story of a life of solitude.
Well, my memoirs don't have a title yet, so I will keep that in mind.
You should.
When did this get on my memoirs and not about fantasy hockey?
Good shit! Good shit, Marowski. It was a very natural segue, Ethan, so don't question it. Guys, I think the most important question to address, and I don't think anybody has yet, when will the new Gumoin Cup be complete?
Yeah, I need to send it to Ted.
The hardware.
I'll have to check in with Barb about that. I think...
Yeah, they're on the wheel!
I think it's done being made. It needs to be glazed, I believe.
Okay.
Barb's real pumped about this new glaze she got.
Has she tested it on something else?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, I like it.
She says it's better silver.
Like actually kind of like a shimmering silver?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Is it the same size? What are the proportions?
I'm not exactly sure. It's probably pretty similar.
Yeah.
In size, maybe a little bigger. That was her first go around. She was not as happy as she would have liked. She's very perfectionist, so she wanted to get it right this time.
Right.
Well, we'll make another one.
Yeah. How'd the first one break? I don't even remember.
Didn't you listen to last week's podcast?
No, I've been very busy, Ethan. business engagements and meetings. A lot of papers, business papers.
You're repeating content, Peter, and it's really, really hurting our value here. This production is down because of you. So, just so you know that.
Great. That's what I look to bring to the table, Ethan. Anything to make you bitter. Anyways.
Just to reiterate it broke because the GM of the Gumoin Fantasy Hockey League did not send it to its rightful owner 2 years in a row.
Why am I getting blamed? I didn't defend myself last week.
It just spontaneously
combusted.
It was upset
As it fell out of the door in my car.
How was I supposed to get it to someone if it was never in my possession?
Ethan, you could have had that in your possession.
Someone was hoarding it, and the karma got...
You must have tried so hard to get it.
It wasn't in the rightful owner's hands, and I agree, but it wasn't my fault.
Let's be honest, though. Base probably would have never, ever sent that to anybody else, so...
Yeah.
it was going to meet that fate regardless.
Yeah, somehow there has to be a collateral for it. If someone gets it, the owner gets it and has to send it to someone.
That's true.
Yeah. I've always...
Wouldn't we say it would just come out of the due... Like, you know, we... allocate some of the due money to shipping it to the next winner.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That, well, even the winner, because they win so much money now, you just like pay for it. Ted said that he's going to pay for shipping it to him whenever.
Well, Ted's just a goo, you know.
This is true.
It's not going to be that much. Well, it might be kind of expensive depending on how big it is.
It'll be like between 10 and 15.
I
would say like 15.
Yeah, but if you're winning the league and you're winning, especially this year, you're going to be winning $300 plus. Like, you can pay to ship it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be hand delivered.
I would love to do that.
Can you really risk putting that thing in?
It's true.
The government's hands.
Question.
And let them just park that thing around.
They could shut down at any point.
Yeah. Well,
let me look at the budget, guys. Yeah. I'll see if I can hire a keeper of the cup, and he'll travel with it year round. Sound good?
Okay, that sounds.
It may be in the budget.
That's more like it. Now you're speaking my language.
Okay. Do any of you need a full-time position? I can offer you $30,000 a year plus benefits.
So. I would definitely do that. Fucking cart around a little cup.
Yeah.
By cart around, I just mean sit and go about my everyday life and have that in my room.
Yeah, just hang out. Take it to school once in a while.
Oh my god, yeah. Just flaunt it around in front of the ladies.
So
well, what else do we need to discuss?
Well, do you want to...
What do the people want to hear? Do we have any callers?
Well, here, do we want to make a pitch? You want to pitch Pete why your team's going to win the cup? We did that last week.
Make a pitch,
week.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm. Explain to us why your squad is right. in the Cup. Because we did that last week with our guests, so we'll give you a shot to explain to us why Bateman's videotapes.
Give you my elevator pitch?
Yeah.
Well, I think it starts at goaltending. We all know that. It starts with goaltending. I mean, you got four categories riding on them. And really, I think I have some pretty solid goaltenders. I'm very pleased with – well, Jimmy Howard's going to win a shit ton of games just based on the Red Wings winning a shit ton of games. And I think he'll play solid enough to give me a good save percentage and throw a couple shutouts in here and there. Not expecting many, but I think he'll play solid and give me a good enough save percentage that he's not going to hurt my team. And then Schneider, if he ends up – I hope Brodeur gets hurt, honestly, so that Schneider just plays a lot more games. And then he'll just be like a great addition on the side. So I would really expect to win at least two of the four goal categories each week, and then a lot of times three, depending on if anyone gets a shutout and things like that. But if I can win like two out of the three and then there's no shutouts, it'd be 2-1-1. So that'd be pretty solid. I'm just excited about the young talent on my squad. I kind of drafted because I kind of drafted in a way that I would have a lot of power forwards or guys that just kind of spread their stats around. Like Evander Kane shoots a lot, hits a lot, and will get a lot of like power play points as well as just regular points. So like he's pretty solid. A lot of guys that just can hit and do all sorts of things like that. Like Brent Burns as well, Chris Stewart as well. Then Petrangelo is just going to like be solid all year. I don't know. I'm just happy with the squad. Dave Bolin's been a pleasant surprise. Sutter will probably carry his own weight. Nugent Hopkins, I mean, he'll be – it's kind of going to hinge on my best – like my top picks if they do well, like Nugent Hopkins and Eric Staal. And Staal so far hasn't done anything in Hopkins' his first game. So I think as long as my best players can live up to expectations, I'll be okay. And there's no reason why Nugent Hopkins would suck playing on the line that he's on. Staal, on the other hand, I'm not as confident about. But I'm confident in the videotape.
Yeah, you definitely have a stellar squad, sir. And it's the, like you said, it's those top players that you need to have perform. You can't fuck those picks up. If your top picks don't perform, you're
just
screwed.
You're just set back.
Yeah. And Skinner staying healthy is going to be big, too.
It takes like three epic pickups late in the draft to make up for fucking up your first overall.
Yeah.
And that's just really hard to do, to have someone...
It's like part of it's luck too. Like you get a late round pick that ends up being really good. Like Dave Bolin might be that. Like if he can actually get 3 points or like a point, you know, even like if it's like 0.8 points a game, you know, if he can keep the pace that he's on, then he would be huge. But he probably won't. But it's situations like that. Like Brunner last year when he was really hot, like half the year, even though he tailed off, like. His season stats were better than you would have ever expected them to be.
Yeah.
So it's like you just kind of have to get people like that. And then hopefully they kind of can maintain it and not do what Brunner did and just play out of his mind for the first half and then do nothing the second half because you want to have that consistency as well. But
yeah, and when playoffs come around,
right,
kind of screws you.
Yep. I don't know. I feel okay about him. Kane is a freaking... Evander Kane has 17 hits and 11 shots.
He's a good
beast, man.
Yeah.
He is a good fantasy player for sure.
Yeah, that long. I mean, Wheeler, Kane, Ladd.
Probably.
I have Ladd.
I almost picked up. It was either Wheeler, Ladd, or Little, even maybe. They all, like, just seem to always be racking up stats.
Yeah.
I remember that last year.
They're complete players. I wanted, I would have liked two of them. But I ended up just getting Ladd, but I was pleased with that.
Yeah, I didn't pick up, I think, Wheeler. I picked somebody else instead because I was like, well, I already have Kane, but that was stupid. I should have just gotten both. I'm kind of pissed I did that.
I do feel like Kevin from the league. I really do. Like the commissioner who puts all this time and effort, cares so much, wants to win that cup so badly, and it's just never going to happen.
Someday you'll win it. In, like, what is it, third or fourth year?
No, I'm going to win it when I get married and my wife manages my team. That's the way it happens, right?
Yep.
That's the way it happened in the show.
Good fucking joke.
That's the way it happened.
Getting married.
I need to find that person to manage my team for me because I clearly am not going to get it done.
Ethan, you care too much to a fault. You had a dossier prepared on every player in the league.
binder full of players.
Yeah, and you...
No, that didn't work.
Blew it!
That did not work.
You gotta throw the stat book away, Ethan. Just go with what your heart is feeling.
Just go with Yahoo. I should auto-draft. I auto-drafted for our fantasy football league, and I'm winning.
Yeah, but so did I, and I'm not winning. My team is miserable, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's fantasy football.
No, I didn't even... Dude, I started Andy Dalton over Aaron Rodgers accidentally. That's how much I care.
Well, Jess, well,
guys, I hate to be a wet Zapata, but I really got to get going.
No, I think it's...
What do you have to do?
I have to return some videotapes.
All right. Fuck. Well,
donkey dong.
Well, thank you, Floyd Moyne.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, good luck to
Baker. Thanks for having me.
Hey, in 2 weeks when we're after the Dub Crew Crawl, can we do a live podcast?
Oh, I'm down for that.
Nice. Won't be here, unfortunately, but I would.
Damn it.
Well, we'll have at least. We could get 5 guys on a live podcast for that.
Yeah.
Pete, you can Skype in if you want, but I think you'll probably be busy in San Diego.
Yeah, I probably won't want to do that. I'll be busy catching some cosmic rays.
Getting healed by Mother Nature.
Bada bing, bada boom.
You're getting healed by Mother Nature.
No, and will that be the end of our matchup, Kurt?
It will, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That Saturday, we'll have to. I would like to do it after the bar crawl.
Oh, like when we're.
In real, what's happening?
You know that is not going to pan out.
But I think we'd be more free flowing.
Yeah, probably.
In our words.
Probably. Well, definitely.
Could be more entertaining.
All right, we'll go return your videotapes.
Yeah, gotta go West
Coast. Get those in. It closed at 10:30, so you better hustle.
Damn it. I got to get to the back section and peruse that for a while, too, so there's no way I'm getting out of there in time.
Make that high schooler earn their paycheck.
All right, boys. Have a stellar evening.
You too. Take her easy.
All right. I'll take her twice.
Boy.
Nice.
Later.
Peace.
Well, that's it. That's the second Goo Morning podcast. So hopefully you enjoyed it. And again, gents, if you want on, just hit me up and we'll gladly have you on as guests. Later. I don't have to do shit. 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 I don't have to do shit.